Hi everyone, I want to welcome you to another episode on PSD Experience. It is my prayer that the Lord will bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I remain your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo, and I welcome you all. Praise the name of the Lord. On the last episode, we started talking about victor mentality syndrome, a destiny fulfilling mindset. And on the last episode, we were able to talk about the stories of the 12 spies from the book of Numbers chapter 13 to 14, and we were able to discuss the mindset of a victor mentality syndrome oriented person, their mindset, how their mindset looks like, what they think. And we discussed about 3 points under that, and the number one point we did talk about is that they believe in God's promises. Number two is that they seize opportunities in challenges. Number three is that they take actions with boldness. And we were able to talk about lessons from the life of Caleb and Joshua from that Numbers chapter 13 verse 14. We said that they have faith in God's promises. Joshua and Caleb have faith in God's promises. Number two is that they have a positive perspective. They move around with positive perspective even in the face of challenges, in the face of trouble. They have positive perspective. And the number three lesson we learned from the life of Joshua and Caleb is that they have courage to stand alone. They stood alone against 10 other spies that had negative mentality syndrome. So today we want to conclude that series on victor mentality syndrome. And today we will be talking on we'll be talking about how to cultivate a victor mentality. How do you cultivate victor mentality? So you can definitely move from being a victim mentality oriented person to becoming a victor mentality oriented person. So the question is, how do I cultivate the habit of a victor mentality oriented person? And we'll be going by the scriptures. The number one way to cultivate a victor mentality according to the scriptures is to renew your mind. It's for me to renew my mind, it's for you to renew your mind, because the starting point of every mentality is what we conceived in our mind. It's how we conceive things in our mind. That is the starting point. That is what builds our mindset. That is what builds our mentality, our mindset. So it is for us to renew our mind. Romans chapter 12 verse 2, a popular scripture says, "Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Renewal of the mind. We are to replace our thoughts of fear and doubt with faith in God's promises. If you look at this, it has to do with the points we raised in the last episode. We have to replace the thought of fear, the thought of negativity, with thought of positivity. We have to replace the thought of doubt with thought of faith in God's promises. So we have to renew our mind. And one thing about renewal of the mind is that it's not just once in a lifetime thing. It is a daily thing. A daily renewal of the mind. You have to be conscious about it. You have to be intentional about renewing your mind. If you don't renew your mind, if you cannot renew your mind, then you will remain a victim mentality oriented person. You will always see yourself as victim. You will never see positivity. You will always see negativity. You will always see fear. You will always doubt things, because you have chosen not to renew your mind. But when you renew your mind, according to that Romans chapter 12 verse 2, I read again, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed." Renewal of the mind. When you renew your mind, you are being transformed. It's a gradual process, not a one-time thing. It's a gradual process. "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind." So if you want transformation in your life, you want to be transformed from a victim mentality-oriented person to become a victor mentality-oriented person, you have to transform your mind by renewing your mind daily. And how do you renew your mind? By having faith in God's promises. And how do you even know these God's promises? By reading your Bible. By reading your Bible. No matter the prophecy they give to you verbally, or if you read the Bible, you will have direct access to the promises that the Lord has for you, that the Lord has for you, that the Lord has for me. We will have it, we will see it, we will read it by ourselves, we will claim it. So even if they are confessing, they are giving us prophecies by mouth, they are saying, okay, God has promised us this, is this, this, is that, you would have read it, you would have read it by yourself. So you have to daily, on a daily basis, renew your mind by having faith in God's promises that are in His Word. Promises that are in His Word. You cannot do without reading the Scriptures if you want to renew your mind. So in order for us to cultivate a victor mentality, we have to renew our mind by having faith in God's promises that are in His Word. That are in His Word. In the Bible. Number two, how to cultivate a victim mentality. Number two, you have to speak words of faith. You have to speak word of faith. You have to speak word of faith. You have to speak word of faith. Like Caleb and Joshua, they spoke the word of faith. They said, do not rebel against the Lord and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will devour them. They spoke in faith. Likewise, if you want to cultivate the victor mentality, you have to speak in faith. Declare God's promises over your life. Declare it. I am blessed. I am lifted. No weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. The Lord is the glory and is the lifter of my head. Declare the word of faith. Declare the word of faith over your life. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21 that the tongue has the power of life and death. So you have the power to give life to something, and you have the power to take life from something. So why not speak life into your own life? Why not speak life? Why not speak God's promises over your own life? He said, my covenant with death has been annulled. Like, you declare the word of the Lord over your life. You speak the word of faith. With that, you are building your victor mentality. You are building your victor mindset when you speak the word of faith. So the number two way to cultivate a victor mindset or a victor mentality is to speak word of faith. It's to speak word of faith. Don't forget that scripture, Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21, that the tongue has the power of life and death. You have it in your mouth. You have it. Your tongue has the power of life and death. So it is not left to you to use it. Don't die as a victor, as a victim. Don't die as a victim. Be courageous. Speak the word of faith into your life. From there, you are building your victor mentality. So number one thing I've talked about today is that we should renew our mind. Number one, that is number one way to cultivate a victor mentality. Number one is to renew our mind according to Romans chapter 12 verse 2 that says, but be transformed by renewing of your mind. So number two is that we should speak word of faith. Like Caleb and Joshua, they spoke the word of faith that they will devour those people. They will devour them. They will occupy the land. They will take over the land. So they spoke the word of faith. You too have to speak the word of faith. You have to declare God's promises over your life. And number three way to cultivate a victor mentality mindset. To cultivate a victor mentality mindset is to see challenges as opportunities. I said it also last week. And you see challenges as opportunities. You see opportunities in challenges. You see challenges as opportunity. You see opportunities in challenges, and you see challenges as opportunity. You see these challenges as an opportunity for you to go higher. You see challenges as an opportunity for you to be greater. You see challenges as opportunity for your lifting. You see challenges as opportunities, and you see opportunities. You see opportunities in challenges, and you see challenges as opportunity. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17, the Bible says, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far overweighs them all. Our momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far overweighs them all. So the glory that we, the eternal glory that we will gain, are far, they far outweigh all the troubles, all the momentary troubles we are facing. So we see challenges as opportunity. Remember, God uses challenges to strengthen and to prepare us for greater victories. That is just it. Because when a challenge comes your way, whenever you overcome that challenges, then you know that if the challenge comes again, you know this one, you are small. Don't worry, I've faced something like you before. So when challenges comes, it is to strengthen us and to prepare us for greater victory. So we see challenges as opportunity. We don't run away from challenges, we face it. That is the number three way on how to build or how to cultivate victor mentality. And number four, depends on God's strength. By strength shall no man prevail. Depend on God's strength. Trust that God will fight for you, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord, in Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. By your strength you cannot do anything. By your strength you will always remain a victim. Don't forget when I said my father in the Lord said something, that resounding victories is as a result of divine intervention. So you have to trust God for strength, for his divine intervention, in order for you to become a victor, in order for you to move around with victor mentality, in order for you to have the mindset of a victor. You have to depend on God, on God's strength. You have to depend on God's strength. So a victor mentality is a destiny fulfilling mindset, definitely. Because it aligns with God's plan and trust in his ability. To do the impossible. So a victor mentality is a destiny fulfilling mindset because it aligns with God's plan and trust in God's ability to do the impossible. Just as Caleb and Joshua were rewarded with entry into the promised land, those who embrace a victor mentality will see God's promises fulfilled in their lives. Are you focusing on the giant or the God who is greater than them? Choose to cultivate a victor mentality today and step into your destiny. I am your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo. Stay blessed and live a victorious life in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for joining us on PSD Experience. The Lord bless you. In the name of the Lord Jesus.